People in northwest Western Australia are dealing with winds of up to 170 kilometres an hour left over from tropical cyclone Christine. The storm crossed the coast east of Karratha about midnight and is slowly moving inland. Local residents who bunkered down for the night are being ordered to stay in their homes, and authorities say the disruptions could continue for at least another 24 hours. Tom Nightingale reports.
After days of warnings, tropical cyclone Christine has hit the Pilbara between Roebourne and Wim Creek. Ruth lives in Roebourne.
Yes, I even go near the door. You can hear it. It's really, really, really blowing. It's howling down the veranda.
Wind gusts were recorded at 170 kilometres an hour.
It's very loud. I've got to put my finger over my other ear just to hear you. Very loud in this house here. You can see the windows and the walls sort of going in and out when you get a real big gust. And yeah, so we're holding on tight.
Glenn Connell lives at Pyramid Station east of Karratha. He and his family have left their homestead and spent the night in a cyclone bunker.
Fierce out there, yeah. The rain's pouring down and it's pretty windy. The family's in the cyclone shelter. Yeah, I built it quite a few years ago, but we've never had one that's come over us, so there's been no need to go into it. They've got the DVD player in there and they've got a whole lot of board games and whatnot, so they should keep pretty busy.
Merv Ostek is with the West Australian Department of Fire and Emergency Services.
So at this stage, we're experiencing the worst of the conditions around the Karratha area and Roebourne and Wickham. But as it moves inland, the conditions will ease to a certain extent. But there'll be still strong, windy conditions.
He says everyone was ordered to stay indoors.
The towns are on red alert, which means there can be no movement. So the majority of people have battened down. And, of course, a lot of those residents have been subject to cyclones before, so it's nothing new for those sort of people.
That'll change when authorities give the all clear. But Merv Ostek says he's not expecting that to happen for at least another 24 hours.
That's hard to gauge at this stage. Because we have red alerts placed on right throughout the Pilbara, we can't really do any assessments till some of those red alerts are lifted. So I'd expect there'll be more formal assessments done probably tomorrow morning from about 8 o'clock onwards. And in some of the areas, the roads will open. And obviously in other areas, the roads will remain closed or further roads will be closed.
Flights have been cancelled and the power is out. Residents are being warned of high tides, damaging waves and coastal inundation. The cyclone is moving inland to the south. And people inland, including in Tom Price and Newman, are preparing for the storm.
Tom Nightingale. You're listening to AM around Australia, where it's approaching 20 minutes past 7.